Yeah, I just wanted to jump back in and drop a little bit of more info about the Social Security aspect that I was talking about earlier. How they're using your Social Security and putting you into like a multi-level marketing branch within the government. You got to remember, like, they're not going to tell you this stuff. Like, they don't have to tell you anything. To them, you are totally controlled and a puppet and a children and a child of the matrix. And when your number comes up, and when your numbers fall in a certain pattern, they're going to choose you and begin to do experiments and rituals on you, and there's no exception to the rule. Yeah, they may not mess with you when you're young and you stay off the radar like I was talking about on other episodes, but as soon as you hit that radar, they're going to have a secret group of police looking for you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to constantly have secret agents that you know nothing about. And their job is going to be to constantly watch you through helicopters and air traffic, monitoring you when you on trips and things of that nature. So then when you talk about going back in after all of that and trading in your securities back in with the matrix, it's kind of like you're really losing a whole lot of credit and finance to these banks. And they're using, and what they've done, I was talking about this earlier, is they got a certain group of people that are gold-backed sovereigns. They call them gold-backed sovereigns. And their Social Security is backed by gold because they've been out of the system for a certain period of time. What happens is when you leave the system for a certain amount of years, your commodities go into what's called mint. So your Social Security goes from being backed by fiat notes to being backed by actual gold and commodities and treasury bonds and things of that nature. So they move it into what's called like a mint type of scenario where they can draw credit off of it to where it'll never drop the rate of the dollar that they draw off of it. So if they print up dollars based off your Social Security number after you've been out the matrix for a period of time, you are literally backing the U.S. currency, the U.S. dollar. It's being backed by the blood and sweat of the people, because they say that there's nothing backing this, but there is something backing this. And what's backing this is the blood and the sweat of our people here in this country, and of Native Americans and children that have been expatted out of the matrix. These children have been expatted out of the matrix, and they're living in underground facilities, in hybrid type facilities, and being cloned and being used as doubles for celebrities and things of that nature, and basically essentially being used as slaves on many levels, on sex slavery, all the way down to human trafficking and physical slavery is what they've been used for, and being used to breed into to fester energy and to extract energy from, to fuel these economies that are falling apart and these weather patterns that are falling apart. So it's a lot going on. The government's not going to tell you anything about this. This is something you have to research on your own. You have to get on your own fact-finding mission. They're not going to reveal this because of the fact that if they do, it's like revealing their high-level military plan for a whole generation of people that they really have nothing good, no good intent for, but to totally wipe out and replace with robots. Pretty deep shit, man. Stay vigilant.
You talk about robots, and then your phone rang. A space plane.
Thank you. take you back to Chicago with the art ensemble of...
Hey, man. I ain't talking about a lot of stuff. And you coming on mighty strong, man. You coming on 55, talking about you're the king of the world. But you know that ain't nothing but a title, right? Once you get inside and you've been riding on that white horse of light, you've been initiated, it is a status, man. And I want to call it Jesus. And I want it, some people want to say it called with Christ. Some people want to say it like Melchizedek. Some people got to tell correct and they take it out the drain. Jesus. Dragnet for my inner so-called Jesus. My soul needs him on the road I trod. Hey, look, I wanna be right. He's in his sight. Get out the dragnet for me. Yeah, it's all right. Cause that dragnet came on to me and caught me on the other side. I was on the other side of time, and I was feeling on the other side of mine. And I walked into that room not quite knowing right exactly what was gonna go down, but I knew I was wearing robes and shimmering white. There was bright light, golden too, golden white. It was a bit of light love. They said, "Can you go back?" I said, "What do I do?" They said, "Tell them you got that dragon." Jesus, it's got your, now you're part of the righteous one. Spread the word on this earth, let them know your word, and by seeing you, they might see themselves, before it's too late. Before this place is a burning lake, and they don't know what's going on, and it's too late to get out, cause they never uncoiled their stick. Gonna get scary, Jake. But if you prepared, I mean, with your inner self, your inner hollow man, you're not gonna go out like a jerk. You're gonna be one of the innocent ones. You always knew. The dragon, you're gonna get your ass. Ducking and weaving. Skipping, indulging, moving mighty fast. You're so cool. Yeah. Hey, man. No longer. No longer are you a fool. No longer are you a slave. Everything you do is always righteous. So no matter which way you act, people are still gonna say you behave. Ain't no stopping you.
Not to dwell in sin, but to live the life. Thank you.
kind of like what the road is like. I mean, after you really know yourself. It's like you're not sure exactly where things are going to go.
God!
See, come out of the back like that. And break the side all around. So many distractions. So much noise.
Not just the sounds. It's not just the sounds. It's the thought forms.
Why do these zombies still have speech?
They still think.
There we are. I ain't all alone. Somebody called him on the phone.
Hello? Yeah. Look. Is this some shit about some pointless bullshit? Because if it is, I don't want no part of it. You hear me? I said, look, if this some shit about some pointless bullshit, I don't want no part of it. Oh yeah, you said you're looking out for the best of me. Who is this? Oh no, sorry. Wrong number. You really need to contact me. You can't get me on this telephone. I'll be on the ethereal plane.
I'm in the realms of your dreams and meditation. The impetus for your clever conversations. Yes! But the language that was given to you is no longer sufficient. It's too crude. There's not enough sounds in there. So y'all just pay attention to the birds. Dig on what you like, and whatever you group to is beautiful. That's all you got to say. Yeah. If you want to conversate in the old way. It's all good for a joke. We're moving all over the place. You gonna come with us, or you gonna eat our smoke? And what I'm talking about, man, I'm always serious and I never joke. Even if the shit might come off as whimsical, I'm dead serious.
You know what I mean? People walking on the old path, bleary-eyed and delirious.
Their lives exist in a box. Spend the majority of their time looking down and the outside to a small black electrical device. Demagnetizes them, reprograms them,
and makes them into living
puppets! Living puppets!
That's right. You can Google that. You won't get much, will you? No, sir, Jack.
And so you better take out the dragnet for Jesus. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Y'all can read your Bible. You should have done already read it by now.
is Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang with Sensation, recorded in 1928 on Space Plane.
Come down to my house quickly, doctor, I'm begging you. And play that thing, oh, Mr. Man, Mr. Boy, Miss Gal, Miss Woman. Oh, play that thing, oh, play that thing, ow, ow. Gee, da, da, da. Oh, play that thing, I'm feeling bad. Oh, mister, come quickly, come down to my house and play that thing.
A strange ending. This is more of me, the host of the show, Tony E, recorded directly to Akaseka.
working disaster. Don't be flirting with nothing like that.
Artuso on the violin and djembe, and me, the host of the program, Tony Ezzi, on clarinet and banjo and percussion and vocals. Hot dog, and have a great week!
And stay tuned, you pricks.
Thank you.
In his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. From the South, I'm gonna tell you about this great big man from the South. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. Play it, son.